is a great honor to be here. I see our space cadet had knocked down the mic a little bit there. I was quite shocked when she come out saying, "Ground control to Major Tom." I'm going, "Hey, I know that song." It really is an honor to be here. You know, like Arnold said, God's everywhere in every community, and I think he's in my heart. I'm going to start off with prayer. Dear Lord, we just come here today to give you the songs that we sing, the words that we say, and we just bless it in your name, Jesus. Amen. So we were supposed to talk. So some of the farmers that I know, they probably, they're wondering if they're going to get out of here in the next hour. Because I like to talk. But we're going to talk about Jesus today and some of the songs that we sing and what they mean to us. This song here is called All My Hope by Crowder. We do a lot of new music. This is kind of an older version, but you know, this is the faith of the gospel. And the words here we have, all my hope is in Jesus. Thank God that yesterday's gone. And sometimes I really do thank God that yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven because I've been washed in the blood. Isn't that faith? That's what faith is about. So we're going to sing that song for you.
Been held by the Savior. I felt fire from above. Well, I've been down to the river. Yes, I have. I ain't the same. The prodigal return. That's why I sing, Lord, now all my hope. Thank God my yesterday is gone. All my sins are forgiven. Yes, they are. Cause I've been washed by the blood. I'm no stranger to the prison. Shackles and chains, but I've been freed and forgiven. Yes, I have. I'm not going back. I'll never be the same. That's why I sing, Lord. There's a kind of man that just makes man. It breaks him down to his knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two, Lord. Yes, I have. Then you pick me up and show me what it means to be a man. Come on and sing your now. Yes, they are, cause I've been washed by the blood. Let's sing that again. Yes, all my hope is in are. 'Cause I've been washed by the blood.
Isn't that the truth? That song just touches me every time. We picked a bunch of songs that, I don't know, we play a lot of songs that touch our hearts, but some of these songs, I probably feel like they were written for me. This next song is a Zach Williams song. It's called Less Like Me. And just listen to some of the words. And we all have those days. Oh, I've had those days. I try my best, but I don't do it right. Boy, I've had a few of them. Well, I talk the talk, but I don't walk the walk. I've had a few of them. And I miss the moments right before my eyes. Sometimes with a hurt that I could have helped somebody, sometimes I could have held their hand. But I just can't see past myself. Lord, help me be. And this is the part I love about this song. I want to have a little more mercy, have a little more grace, be a little more kindness, goodness, love and faith, a little more patience. Oh, my wife would have toned to that one. A little more peace. Sometimes we all get riled up. A little more like Jesus and a whole bunch less like me. Oh, I've had those days I lose a fight. I try myself, but I don't get it right. Well, I talk the talk that I don't walk in. Miss some moments right before my eyes. Somebody with a hurt that I could have helped. Somebody with a hand that I could have held. But I just can't see past myself. Lord, help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, and love and faith. A little more like faith. A little more like peace, a little more like Jesus, a little less like me. Yeah, there's no denying I've changed. I've been saved from who I used to be. And even at my best, I must confess, I still need help to see the way you see. Somebody with a hurt that I could have helped. Somebody with a hand that I could have held. But I just can't see past myself. Lord, help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, and love and faith. A little more like patience, a little more like peace, a little more like a little less like me. Oh, I want to be the beggar on the street. Love to be your hands and feet. Freely give what I receive. Oh, help me be. I want to be a friend first above all else. Love my neighbor as myself. In the moments no one sees, Lord, help me be. We go two, three.
mystery, a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love and faith, a little more like visions, a little more like thee, a little more like Jesus, a little less like me, a little more like living everything I preach, a little more like Jesus, a little less like me.
Those songs tell a lot of stories, right? I'd like to introduce this time the band here. Ron's been a great friend, and Terry, he said, that Ron guy, he's got a big heart. And he says, oh, he's got a big heart. So welcome, Ron from Champion, Ron Mueller, and he's a good friend of mine. And then we have Terry. He's my backdoor neighbor. He owed me a favor, so I picked him up, and I said, Terry, you got to come and drum with me. And he's a good friend, and, you know, he came out of his goodness of heart. And you all know this character over here, Bob. He's just an amazing musician and such a talented person. So I want to thank the band. Let's give them a hand for coming. Yeah, it's kind of funny. We said, we got a band coming. Wow. That's pretty cool. Well, they asked us to say some songs and give some testimony. And I'm going to start with Ron, because I'm going to throw the bucket at my best buddy here. Ron, you want, isn't this a song you wanted to taste a few things on? So have a listen.
So we sing a lot of artist songs that we hear, but this particular one, I think you all know the artist, because he's standing right beside me. And the song's called Let God Be God. And about a year ago now, I had an issue with my heart, and 15 years ago I was diagnosed with a heart condition, which they were controlling with pills, but I ended up in the later part of last year with the COVID, and I had to go into the foothills, which was another issue, but this condition I have 7 enlargements in the veins coming into my heart, and I'm actually a triplet. And at the time they found it, they were kind of not sure, but they had a name for it, which, you know, is this long. But and when I actually Googled it, you know, it was like I had 5 years to live. And but you know, anyways, I got in on the 22nd. And my wife and I had a virtual thing with my cardiologist on the phone and at our house. And basically he said, Ron, if I won't do a stent, I won't go into those with a stent, which with a blockage, that's kind of what they do. But, you know, when this song, Let God Be God, it was just a real miracle, in the sense that I went in the hospital and I had like 4 hours to wait. And there's a lady who wrote a song in our church called, what is it? Anyways, the chorus doesn't matter. The chorus says, you can cast all of your cares on me because he cares for us. He died on the cross for us. And it says, he heals all my diseases and his truth will set me free. And that went through my head for about 3 hours. And they finally wheeled me into the OR, and my cardiologist comes out, and he goes, Ron, he said, I told you I wouldn't do a stent. But he said, I was able to enhance some of the other tests, and he said, we have to do something today. And then I'm going, oh, okay. That was kind of good, because the other issue I was looking at was a bypass, which I wasn't too crazy about. But anyway, he comes out and says, I figured out a way to do it, but it's not clinically sanctioned, so you got to sign off. And but because of that song that was going through my head, I knew God, he was in control. And I just go, okay, well, bring me the paper. Because he said, I'll give you 10 minutes to think about it. And I said, bring me the papers, let's go. And then he comes back after I sign. Oh, by the way, we normally would put you out, but you have to stay awake. And I'm going, oh, really? And so, but anyways, it was a blessing because as the procedure went along, they went into these supposed enlargements, and he told the lady that was on the angiogram to say, like, when I get in there, you stop me, because his worry was to get in was fine, to get out might have been something else, and he had something figured out. I don't know what it was, but anyway, he gets into the first one, and she said, well, you're well inside, and he said, are you sure? And she said, well, just push it a little more, so he pushed it in. And she said, no, you're well inside. And he said, well, I want to come and have a look. So he goes, looks. And he said, your veins are perfectly fine. Now, did God heal me? Or was it never there? I don't know. But again, these songs, and I don't know, I think Larry wrote this for me. Because it says here,
I wrote it for me too, as well.
Did you? Yeah. Well, it says, sometimes it's hard to believe in the things that we cannot see. And, you know, you get a diagnosis of something, and we're all getting older, but it doesn't mean God can't handle it. And, you know, they went through a couple of the other bulges, everything was fine. They get down to this blockage, and it's a flap of skin. And he goes, like the lady says, well, what is that? And he goes, well, it looks like a flap of skin. But I believe God let that flap of skin down to show me I was fine. Because for 15 years, I worried about it, because you just don't know. And they ran that stent in, and today I'm 100%. And I don't worry about it. You shouldn't worry anyway, but you just really don't know. But this song, listen to the words of it, because it's a wonderful song, and the words are amazing. This guy's amazing. So we're going to sing it for you. Let God be God.
Sometimes I've had my doubts, sometimes my fears run wild, sometimes I wish I had more faith to try, Lord, and maybe get it right. Sometimes it's hard to believe in things that I cannot see, but I believe with all my heart you're always with me. Let God be God, for he will never forsake us. Let God be God, in him we can always trust. Let God be God, he knows our hearts. Let God be God, with all our doubts and all our fears. Sometimes in our darkest hour, well, I try and hide the pain. Sometimes it seems like the worst will never go away. No matter how dark is time that all things can change. Let God be God, for He will never forsake us. Let God be God. In Him we can always trust. Let God be God. In Him all things can change. Let God be God. In His time all things can change.
Thank you. It's funny, we struggle, or I struggle, letting God be God. Sometimes we pray and we go, come on, God, what? You should maybe give us an answer sooner or later. And sometimes that takes a long time. Sometimes we just don't understand. I don't understand what God, why He allows things to happen, why He does it in my life. But I know He's still God, so that was another reason with Ron being saved from that was amazing. So we just got to let God sometimes be God, even though we may not get that answer. And that's kind of the reason I wrote that too as well. So I'm glad it touched Ron. And there's a lot of artists that write some songs, like this song is called "Holy Waters." Anybody ever heard of We the Kingdom? Few of you. You all knew David Bowie. I couldn't believe that you knew that one. But this is a song that We the Kingdom, they're a younger group, but, well, he's not that young. He's about Bob's age, younger than me. And yeah, he's doing good. And they wrote a song called "Holy Water." We sing a lot of these songs, and they just mean so much to us. God, I'm on my knees again. And sometimes we have good things going on in life and we don't go on our knees. That's how right now I've been on my knees a lot, because I've had a lot of issues going on in my life. But I thank God I can still go on my knees and pray and be here today. So we're going to do this, "Holy Water."
God, I'm on my knees again. God, I'm begging, please again. I need You. Oh, I need You. Walking down these desert roads, water for my thirsty soul. I need You. Oh, God, I need You. Your forgiveness is like a sweet, sweet honey on my lips. It's like the sound of a symphony in my ears. It's like a holy water on my skin. Dead man walking, slave to sin. I want to know about being born again. I need You. Oh, God, I need You. So take me to the riverside. Take me under and baptize. I need You. Oh, God, I need You. Your forgiveness, yeah, like sweet, sound of a symphony to my ear. It's like a holy water on my skin. I don't want to abuse your grace, God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. I don't want to abuse your grace, God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. I don't want to abuse your grace, God, day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change it. I don't want to abuse your grace, God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. 'Cause your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. It's like the sound of a symphony in my ears. It's like a holy water, your forgiveness. It's like a sweet, sweet honey on my lips. It's like the sound of a symphony my ears. It's like holy water.
We sure have a lot of fun doing that song. That's fun. Thank you. You realize you're all clapping for God, right? That's what we're doing here. Because we're just here because we want to give that to God. So we're going to give you one more song, and I think they told us they have these hooks or something that they pull out from the side. I'm looking at the clock, and I said, I think that hook's coming. The last song I want to do is about prayer, praise. I know I don't do enough. I wish I did more. But this song, the pastor, actually, he said something at our church. It was really good. He said, this came from Psalms 145 and 92, and he rattled a whole bunch of these things off, and I said, huh? I wrote this song. And he said, yeah, it's all about in the Psalms. And I went, wow. I knew the one Psalm, 145, because we're supposed to sing joy and praise God's word. So this song is called Sweet Prayers of Praise. And that's something we probably could all do a little bit more of, praising God for all the wonderful things he does. And all the things that we wish he would do and he doesn't do, we should be thankful for that too. You know those things we pray for and we go, come on, Lord, straighten us out. But at the end of the day, he's in charge and we should all give him sweet prayers of praise.
By the way, Larry wrote this song.
Sweet prayers of praise, come and fill my soul. Take my heart, Lord, fill it up and take control. Sweet prayers of thankfulness, pure as a dove. Your forgiveness is the highest form of love, and it's every day. He's there every day. Praise his name every day. Sweet prayers of praise. Sweet prayers of mercy. Come redeem my soul. Your loving. mercy, Lord, is greater than my sin's control. Sweet prayers of grace, how I need you so. Give me the strength, Lord, to face life's highs and lows. And he's every day, God's here every day. Praise his name every day. Sweet prayers of praise. Lord, you walk and you talk with me each and every day. With faith, hope, and love, Lord, and your amazing grace. Oh, such amazing grace.
And is he there every day? Yes.
Every day. Praise his name. Every day. Sweet praise.
Praise his name. Thank you very much for having us. God bless you all. And we just want to pray for this congregation. I know that it's a wonderful congregation. You know, this church right here, my father-in-law, Ed Hartum, he built a church in Vulcan, and it's identical to this. So I don't know whether he got it from here or not, but I can feel him here today. Thank you for having us.
Actually, it